What in the world? No, what in the universe is the topic today? Because on this podcast, there are no limits. Everything is discussed. Everything of this world and beyond it. Astrology, fitness, entrepreneurship, music, current events, and much more. Whether you agree, disagree, learn, unlearn, or are just simply here for entertainment, it's time to get raw and real with your host, Lauren.
What's up, thang?
What's up, baby?
How you feeling today?
I'm feeling real good. Okay, I ain't gonna start it out like that. I remix songs a lot, y'all.
And what you say, thang? Tell me what you've been singing in my ear, and I got this shit stuck in my head. This is sick.
It is sick. Why do I remix songs like that? And lay your pussy down. I was like, what? We was on the phone yesterday. What the fuck
are you saying?
It's wrong.
And it'd be different if I had the actual song stuck in my head. Lay your body down. But I have your shit stuck in my head. This is sick.
And let me. Okay, I got to stop.
This is sick.
I got to stop. I got to be
this
stopped.
Father's Day. Don't talk like this over here. We got, uncles and stuff. And
I know. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
All of the kings, baby.
Definitely. And you know, you being a father, because you got ancient mamas that we still say Happy Mother's Day to.
Low key.
So, you know, a father is a father. That child is here because of that man.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Father. Unless you just a...
Right.
A sick bitch.
A sick ass mother.
Other than that, Happy Father's
Day. Happy Father's Day, kings. Yes, we're going to get off into that. We're going to talk about that.
And it's also what?
Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
Yes.
Happy Freedom Day. Happy Juneteenth Day. Happy Emancipation Day.
Yes.
So we're going to explain to y'all what Juneteenth is because a lot of people don't know.
Okay, so you want to go ahead and start off with that. I'm going to read it.
She's going to read what it is and I'm going to break it down so everybody understands.
Definitely.
Go ahead.
Definitely.
Some of y'all look slow. I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Lachey, Ma. Juneteenth is celebrated annually since 1865. Juneteenth is considered the longest running African American holiday, but as many as 60% of Americans know nothing at all, or only a little bit, about the holiday, marking the end of slavery in the United States. Here we explore the history of Juneteenth and explain its significance. Juneteenth is short for June 19th, is a celebration marking the moment in 1965 when enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, found out that they were freed. More than 2 years after President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, it is also known as Emancipation Day, Juneteenth, Independence Day, and Jubilee Day.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so basically, when the slaves were freed, people in Texas didn't know Galveston.
Yes.
I think I'm saying that right.
Mm-hmm.
Texas didn't know.
Yeah,
so they freed the slaves. These people didn't know, and then they finally found out. The reason why they even found out that they weren't free is because those people still had their slaves working for them. And old slave owners was like, so it wasn't because they just loved black people so much and they wanted to start treating them properly.
Right.
It was because the old slave owners who really did give their slaves up was like, wait, they still getting free work.
Right. Right.
This is not okay.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, then they was finally free. So that's what June 19th is. 1865?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to celebrate that and still get y'all shirts and all that from people that have been making them at home before they became a national black business owners, before it became a national holiday.
Yeah.
This is a day to celebrate.
Definitely. And I do have to say shout out to my cousin today. It's his birthday too.
LJ, goddamn Gemini.
Gemini, crazy ass.
Two of you motherfuckers in that LJ.
Crazy as fuck.
Happy Earth Day, seriously.
Man, but I love happy his Earth ass. Day. So I do. I have to say that. Happy Glow Day, cuzzo.
There you go.
But yeah.
We going to start off with a song.
Yes. Layo. You want me to sing?
No.
And let me yo. I sing for these motherfuckers today.
Don't do it, dang.
It's a celebration.
Don't do it.
Okay. Mm-mm. Come on.
We going to start off with a song for the fathers. Okay? By Beyonce. It's called Daddy.
Yes.
When you used to take me on a bike ride every day on the bayou.
You remember that? We were inseparable.
And I remember when you could do no wrong. You come home from work and I jumped in your arms when I saw you.
I was so excited.
I was so happy.
Happy to see you.
Because you love me, I overcome, yeah. And I'm so proud of what you've become, yeah. You've given me such security. No matter what mistakes I make, you're there for me. You cure my disappointments and you heal my pain. You understood my vision, you protected me. Treasure every year, a place of a memory. And that's why I want my unborn son to be like my daddy. I want my husband to be like my daddy. There is no one else like my daddy.
Treasure every struggle.
back, y'all. That was for the fathers out there. That was for Happy the zaddies Father's out
Day.
There.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Zaddy Day.
And I want to make sure don't let us come on. Let's call a couple people.
Okay.
Let me see.
Pop that. I can't talk like that to those
babies. No.
Should I call my baby daddy? Oh, okay. No, I ain't gonna call my baby daddy.
Call him, say Happy Father's Day.
Hey, father.
But we gotta hook it up here. Let me see.
Yeah, so do it on your phone. That'll probably get a better response anyway.
What you do to Los? What did you do to Los, bitch?
First of all, what he do to me? Why you being weird to me, nigga?
Lick.
Myrtle Beach. Out of this bitch. Yeah. Kicking it. Fuck is you mean? Los.
Don Didi.
Hey, that nigga makes me proud sometimes.
What he do thing?
He's a motherfucker. He a goat.
What he do? He the goat thing. He the
greatest, baby.
He's not. And I love you, Los.
With this shit he be doing? How do you pull that shit, bro? You know, let me get that out that man at the conversation.
Los Don Didi.
Yeah, call.
My shit not popping up.
We got to call Trey, too.
Oh, yeah.
Such a good father.
He's a great fucking father.
Like, real shit.
My brother is a real great shit father, bro.
That's what I said underneath his thing today. I said, man, like, you are a great ass father, man.
It really is.
It's an everyday thing for him.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
he doesn't be able to call everybody. Trey not going to answer for you. He'd be tired of your ass.
Right. Dang.
Hold on, y'all. Okay, so we back, y'all. We found out how to go ahead and let me call my motherfucking, I'm going to start with my brother.
Yeah, we're going to make a couple phone calls off in this bitch.
You know, it's Father's Day.
And say Happy Father's Day.
Let me try to reach Blackjack first.
For the fathers. That's how they say it from other people from, where they from? Baltimore?
The person you are trying to reach has a voicemail.
And get in contact with my brother on Daddy's Day. Let me see. I'm going to tell him to call me, though. Blackjack, where you at? I just tell him to call me. So let's see.
Lay your body down.
Let's call Trey.
Yeah, let's call Sheik. He going to talk a little shit to me, y'all.
Definitely.
He talks shit. And you know what? I love his shit talking.
The person you are trying to reach is not.
What is these niggas doing?
These my brothers. But I just texted him earlier.
Yeah, like what the fuck
that
are
was
you doing?
Call LJ, please.
Lay your body down and let me. Oh, wait. He just had a whole extravaganza last night. He probably
oh he tired.
We gotta be up soon. I know they're gonna start cooking or something. But he did. They was downtown yesterday.
Ain't nobody going. This is sick.
What the fuck is y'all? Y'all ain't that damn busy with them damn kids.
Call Uncle Johnny.
He out to dinner.
Is he
or
out?
Lunch?
Okay.
Should I call him right now?
Oh, here go lunch? Trey. Here go Trey.
Oh,
yeah.
Trey.
Yo.
Happy Father's Day.
Good looking, my nigga. I'll be nice to you.
See, I told y'all.
You gonna be nice to her today? It is. It was actually a gift, you know.
It's a visor, too?
Yeah, it was a gift, you know.
We said he wanted up and down.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Trey.
Happy Father's Day, Sheik.
I love you. Say hi to the podcast, Trey.
What's up, gang? Now I'm for them grave. Y'all know how we rocking.
You are a really good father, Sheik.
You are.
I Because look, though, most niggas out here ain't shit.
No, for real.
A lot of niggas out here ain't shit.
No, see, like, when we think. No, for real. We like to appreciate y'all, man.
Definitely.
For
definitely.
Real. That's real.
That's what's up. You know, I can't come back on now. I understand.
Yeah, you definitely can't. But happy Father's Day.
It's cool. I appreciate that, though.
I love, look, smoking this blood. Well, look, Trey, we got good.
Yeah, because you know I smoke, Trey. So I'm finna.
Oh, we got it now.
Yeah,
we got
you know,
it now.
Because you know I smoke's heavy.
And we going to have Gerard on here next week.
First time I fucking ignored you.
He ignored you on purpose. We got Gerard on here next week, so we got to be able to, you know, he smokes.
Mm-hmm. He got to be able to
what
stuff.
What you drinking?
You know, we sipping a little bit of Anejo and a little bit of
You got kicked off at the wrong tribe, Trey. You out. I love you, though. We about to call somebody else, another father. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. LJ call. Checking out of his hotel, so he said he was going to call me back.
Let's call Don Didi.
The BD.
Let's see if Los Don Didi will answer.
Y'all know he's a real funny acting character. You know, that's how the Pisces get out.
Hopefully he answer.
Hello.
Don Didi.
What up, though?
Happy Father's Day. You on the podcast right now, so don't be an asshole.
Happy Father's Day, Los.
Hey, you know I'm a motherfucking bug.
Definitely. The biggest one I know.
What's shaking, though? What's shaking?
Happy Father's Day. Today we doing a show, on an episode on how important fathers are. So we want to make calls to the fathers that we know and tell y'all right, happy Father's Day.
Yes.
Oh, shit, y'all done put me on y'all little, you did.
Yeah, man. You know, it ain't little, but I know what you mean.
Right.
I can't stand. It is. We working, though. We working to build it up, Los. But happy Father's Day. I love you so much.
Appreciate it. Keep grinding.
Fab done fought to make sure he was a good daddy.
Definitely.
And he was there for his kids. So, good father. I love you so much, Los.
Very good father.
So, y'all too, man.
Okay, man. We're going to call. We trying to call Blackjack, but it's going straight to the voicemail. You know, Pisces shit, so.
Hey, man. Back off, man.
The Pisces. The fishes are swimming.
You know Pisces where it's at.
Yeah,
y'all
I don't know.
Go in different seas and shit. All right, come on. We're not talking about astrology.
Okay. I love you, Lowe.
All right, y'all too. Man.
Okay.
Be cool.
Bye-bye.
Who else? Uncle Johnny out to eat, you said?
Yeah, he is. Let me see if I can get my uncle on the phone.
Let me call Walt.
Lay your body down. That's because he was out. He went out to lunch. Mm-hmm. That was his whole thing. Like, you need to come at a certain time because I'm going out to dinner. Or not dinner. Brunch.
Okay.
A late lunch. But, yeah.
Let me see.
Okay.
Verge ass, don't ever answer the phone.
Earth sign. God damn.
But they might be doing stuff right now, so let's see. I want to call Pawpaw too.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 630.
Oh, no, no. Tell him all his business. Hold on. Sorry, Walt. Happy Father's Day, though.
Happy Father's Day.
Let me see. Let me try.
And I know you heard about that's. I'm sorry, y'all. That's
you
stuck in my head. I've been seeing that shit for the past 48 hours.
Dang. Oh, Papa.
Hello.
Happy Father's Day, Papa.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much.
How you been doing, man. Papa?
I've been doing okay. Is this Lauren?
Yeah, Papa.
Okay. You know what? I got a new phone. Yeah, I'm glad to call. I'm looking at my phone now.
Yes, lock me in, Papa. Lock me in. You know, I got my podcast, me and Fee. And so right now we calling all the good fathers and telling them Happy Father's Day.
Yes, Happy Father's Day.
Oh, amen. Amen. Thank you, sister. And then that daughter. And now tell me this. Now, are you working today?
No. I'm off every weekend. So right now we actually recording the podcast right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, daughter. I appreciate everything.
Okay, love you, Papa.
Yeah, I love you too. Bye. Talk to you later.
I love you.
Man.
Let me see. I wonder if Verge he gonna piss me off. I'm gonna have to call his damn wife to get him to answer the phone. Hello, he does not answer. And my father is no longer here, so
we could call my daddy, but you know.
Oh, what's up, Lauren?
This nigga answered the phone. My God. Happy Father's Day, Verge.
What up? I appreciate it.
We on the podcast right now, right? I'm like, we go call fathers that we know, good fathers, and tell them Happy Father's Day. And you was the one person I said, Verge, don't never answer the goddamn phone. And you answered.
Man, I appreciate it, man. Y'all got me live on the air?
Yeah, you live on the air, Verge.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, shit, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
For real. Yeah. Absolutely, Verge. I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Okay, have a good day.
Take it easy. Yeah.
Okay. Who else? Let me see. Dang, call somebody. I'm calling everybody?
You know, I don't know. Only a couple fathers that I got two niggas. I'm going to call.
I know. And my father.
My goddamn cousin, which is like my brother, and my damn uncle, which is like my father.
And he not going to answer, Uncle Johnny?
Oh, let me see. I know he out to eat, so I don't know, but we're going to see.
Let's see. My father, Lonnie Williams, is gone.
And my stepfather passed away.
And I don't even, look, I know. Rest in peace, Lonnie. I love you so much.
Man, that's real.
The only reason why I even use the word step is just to make it clear. My father, Eugene Mims, is gone, and rest in peace to him too. And I hate to use the word step, but because man, he was everything.
Yeah, definitely.
He was everything. But I do want to, when you want to give to other people, like for me, I always say my stepson, and I don't like to say my stepson.
Right, I know.
But I do, because people are like, damn, you got a kid that's about to be 23.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But he's mine.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So. It's the same way with Lonnie. I don't like to say that, but I do have Eugene Mims. Rest in peace. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
But Lonnie, I love you so, so much.
Yes.
And miss you so, so much. You are missed.
Yes.
All my uncles. Yes. Everybody, yes. Monty's not going to ask either. Everybody, Happy Father's Day. Seriously.
Yes.
Llewellyn Moore. Go yes. Ahead,
that's what I was going to say to my stepfather. Happy Father's Day. My father is living.
I know. My stepfather raised me, baby, since I was 6 years old. I knew him. That's who I knew.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? When my father came around, I looked at him. And we had it because he was taking me there to him to see him because he said, your father want to see you. So he took me there. And he was just going to drop me off. I said, what you doing? He said, I'm dropping you off. I'm going to sit out here. I'm going to sit out here. I said, no, you're not.
Mm.
You finna come in here and sit next to me.
Mm.
I don't know this man.
Oh.
And he came and sat right next to me. And we sat across from that man that made me. Mm. Hello. How you doing, sir? Happy Father's Day, though. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And fathers are very important.
Definitely.
You know, call Uncle Johnny real quick before we start, because we want to talk about how important fathers are. I don't think I have anybody else.
Okay. Happy Father's Day, Uncle Jay.
Thank you, dear.
I'm recording a podcast.
Happy Father's Day.
And we want to say Happy Father's Day to you. We calling all of the fathers that we know.
Man, Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Uncle Jay. I love you. I'll see you later.
Love you too. See you later.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, great.
See, okay, so now, mm-hmm. my grandfather passed away the end of November, or in November. It was like closer to the end of November. So this is my family's first year with my grandfather not being here. So it's like, and my grandfather and my family was our everything, you know. I know that, you know, in most families, it's your grandma, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, my granddaddy was like,
that
everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, they having a tough time today.
Yeah.
Ah, they
rest in peace.
But yes, granddaddy, and I love you so much. I miss you. Rest in peace.
Joe Nathan.
Yes.
I love that.
Joe Nathan Smith.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Mr. Smith. Ooh, baby, they loved him. And Mr. Smith was a joy to have.
Man.
Around. For real.
Man.
So,
yeah. Yes. I'm just waiting on LJ to call me because he was checking out of the hotel. Let me try to call him again, see if he'll answer.
He was home last night, him and Sydney.
At the W.
Yeah, and we're going to be doing the same thing in Houston very soon.
Finna act a mother. Do you think we not? Finna cut up. I wish LJ. He answered the phone.
So it's his Earth Day and Father's Day.
I know. And Juneteenth.
And Juneteenth. That's cool.
But it's always Juneteenth on his birthday.
Exactly.
It's just not always Father's Day,
Father's
too.
Father's Day. Just he'll call back.
Yeah, he'll call me back.
So let's get into it, y'all. And we don't want to hear you women.
Ooh, girl, say it. Say that
saying
shit.
Happy Father's Day to me.
Stop.
Come on, man.
Stop. And now I understand. If you are a single parent, have been taking care of your children, right? That still doesn't make you a father.
It really doesn't.
Okay? Kids need both parents, period. I don't give a fuck how you say it, whatever. Now, if they don't have the other parent, it is what it is.
Yep.
You do your fucking best as that mother.
And we
or
do.
Or you do your fucking
women
right.
Do, women do. In general do that.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. You do your fucking best as that mother mm-hmm. to that child. You see what
and
I'm saying?
And make sure, and they better go crazy for you on Mother's Day. But Father's Day
yeah,
is for the fathers.
It's for the fathers. Period. Stop with that whole happy Father's Day to me because fuck a nigga and you know we fuck nigga free. Hey, bro, stop that shit.
Or I'm doing everything and that's fine.
And
if you do everything.
Get
that's
it.
Why you should totally celebrate Mother's Day.
Yes.
Your kids should go hard
yes.
for you. Whoever should go hard for you because you doing it on your own. I know plenty of women like that.
Yes. Plenty of them.
Plenty.
And that's the thing. But it's like at the end of the day, you see what I'm saying? These kids, you're not a father. You're not a man. You see what I'm saying? It is what it
and
is.
And you're actually not the father.
You're not the
you're
father.
You're the mother.
Right. So embrace who you are as the woman. You know, it's not, you know, and being that mother, nigga, you know, mothers are everything. Man.
Everything.
Embrace
so
being
so let them
that.
Have a little day. I'm just playing.
My whole thing is, you know, you got to allow that to be. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, don't, that shit bothers me when I see
that
it. Just a few. Mm. What's up? You got something to say? I'm sipping a little honey, ho.
Bitch, fuck you.
The honey?
Yeah, it's damn near gone.
No, I still got up. Oh, she's a bitch.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But no, that bothers me too when I see that.
Yeah, because it's like, come on, bro. You see what I'm saying? Like, the niggas ain't out here saying... You know,
Happy Mother's Day
to me too.
Yeah, but that rarely happens where the father is the full parent. You know, I had that question.
That's true.
When
That's
I was
true.
Live the other day, and this man said he was a single father.
Uh huh.
And I said, "Can I ask you a question? I was not trying to be funny. I really just want to know because that single father phrase confuses me."
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear. I feel like this: if you're a single parent, you're a single parent, right?
Right.
Boom. But I feel like saying that over and over and over again, putting that in your kids' heads, like if you and the father didn't work out,
right.
Then that's
right.
That happened. You're a mother, raising the children all right. the time. And the yes. father, whether good, bad, whatever, come around when he need to, does what he's supposed to do, whatever, they still have a father.
Our father.
You're not a single parent.
Yes.
And even if you are, because you can be a single parent.
Right.
Even with the other parent living. You right. can be.
Right.
But I just wouldn't want to keep putting that in my children's head.
Yeah.
Like you see, because you steady saying, I'm a single parent. I'm a single parent.
Right.
No. I'm the mother. I take care of you. But you also have a father.
Yes.
Now, if your father's doing what he's supposed to do, not doing whatever, but you have a father.
You have a father, yes. I seen something the other day on Facebook. This girl reposted. She said, don't call me no single parent. I'm not a single parent. I'm a single woman.
Oh.
I'm not with that man.
Oh.
But he's a father to his child.
Period.
I'm not a single parent. Don't put me in that.
Don't put me in that category because I'm, look.
And that's real shit. You see what I'm saying?
They have a father.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like... I hate when people do that and play on that shit. You know, like, I don't, not play on it. You know, like I said, like you just said, it's people out there that truly are single parents. But come on now, thing. How many times have people said, I'm a single parent, and the daddy come get the kid every other goddamn weekend? What are we talking about? No, bitch, you single.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't consider myself no single parent.
Not at all.
Nigga, my child go to her, she with her daddy right now.
Exactly.
Nigga, come get her.
Exactly.
See you later. See y'all later. Look, I'm completely fine with being, oh, look at that face. Oh, my God. First of all, that rarely ever happens. Calm down. I forgot to turn my alarms off today. Calm down. Calm down. Y'all should see her face right now. Y'all can't see it on the camera. This bitch is crazy. Hey, I don't ever have my phone ring. I don't ever do nothing like that. I'm always in compliant when I'm sitting on this motherfucker. Fuck you. Like I was just saying. Bitch.
Go ahead.
Cuz I hate that fucking statement.
Yeah.
Gee, like I hate that shit. Like,
and it makes more sense for the women to say it. I still don't like it. I don't want to put that in my children's head. I think we should start saying, you know, I'm single. I like that. What you just said.
Yeah.
Said. I'm single. I'm not with the father, but they have a father.
Yeah. Because, like, people saying about Black China. Okay. Black China is not.
She's saying she's a single parent?
No.
Oh.
You know, they saying that she not a parent at all. Because, you know, the men's had the kids 6 days out of the week. And then she have her kids 1 day out of the week. So they was just saying she ain't a parent. But they be calling the men.
But you don't hear men saying, I'm celebrating Mother's Day, though.
Right. You don't hear that ever. Exactly. You don't ever hear that. And yep. even when I do hear, I'm going to be completely honest. If I hear a man say, I'm a single parent, I low-key actually believe it. Not off top. Like, off top.
No, it irritates me.
No. But I'm saying, like, say they saying, like, I'm a parent. I got my kids full time. I automatically think something happened with that woman.
I would think that she passed away.
It's something like that.
Or something like that.
But it's something major. Because women yep. aren't just not in their kids' lives.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, don't
it happens,
wrong.
Right. It happens. We know.
No,
we,
I know.
We talking about the majority, not the
yeah,
rule.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If a woman ain't present and you do got your kids 24/7, it's like, what's wrong? What done happened?
What happened?
You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What done happened? Because that's not common to see.
Not at all.
Whereas on the
It happens, side, but it's not common.
That's true. Oh, this LJ. Let's say Happy Father's Day. Hey, cuzzo.
What's up, cuz?
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Look, she's GD. Look, she throwing down her face.
Oh, here, GD.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, cause I forgot.
You wild as hell
today.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Look, I always do that naturally. I forgot. Happy Father's Day. Happy Earth Day. I'm sorry, y'all.
Happy birthday.
Oh, shit. I forgot. Love you too, man.
I love you too.
Okay.
That party a lick. Oh, was it?
Okay.
I know. We wanted to go, but they had sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do that.
Yeah, I just.
So let me know when y'all ready so we can get tickets. They do it every Saturday.
Okay. Cuzzo.
Sydney, baby.
I wanted to tell you that I love you. Happy birthday. You are my brother.
I love you, too. And I love the way you slicked your edges down.
Hey, this motherfucker. Fuck you, nigga. Your ass, and I was finna get sentimental. Fuck you, nigga.
Hey. It is a sentimental moment, girl. Them hands is flicking.
I'ma see your ass later, boy.
I bet. I'm on the way. I'm leaving downtown right now. I'm on my way to the crib, and then we gonna get this barbecue going, and we gonna put a little something together.
Okay, I love you.
I love you, too. I'll see you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
And tell Lauren I love her.
Yeah, I know. I was crying. My bad. I love you too, LJ. I'm sorry. Damn, I forgot he Cuzzo was a DD.
Okay, bye.
Damn, I always naturally throw down the rapes. I forgot. Oh, Lord. I'm thinking he going to be like, why you gangbanging? Damn, this nigga's a GD.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know how I feel about GDs. I done said it. But, yeah. So, I done said it to him. Like, I don't hide how I feel.
I know.
So, yeah.
But, no, I feel like, damn, I forgot he was a GD. Like, okay, when I automatically, when I hear the single father.
Okay.
I'm hoping that it's something, not hoping that it's something major that happened, but I'm like, it got, for you to be saying you're, because it's rare, it happens. I know a couple men that have raised their children and the mother wasn't there. I know.
I don't, but, and that's the thing. It be like a real last situation.
It's a real situation. And I know some of those. So I don't want y'all to think that I'm saying this based off of not seeing it.
Yeah.
No, I know fathers that raise their children and the mother's not around at all. But what I'm saying, we're talking about on a bigger scale.
Right.
All around. Yeah. That's rare.
That's rare.
You see it more is. Of men not in their children's lives than mothers.
Than
right?
Mothers, yep.
And that's the mothers could be fucked up, the ones raising them every day, but we ain't going to go there. Yeah. We talking about... You know, so when I see that, I'm like, okay, did the mama die? Or is she, you know, out on drugs or something? Is she just not around? What's happening? But if you get your child.
Then don't say what I think you're going to say.
It throws me off when I hear men say, I'm going to say, something major happened. Nothing major happened? Why are you calling yourself a single?
Well, why are you calling yourself? Now, single, that I agree.
Why are you calling yourself a single father then?
Yeah.
Because if the child is with the mama.
Yeah.
5 days a week. And they with the mama for 2 weeks and you only see you every other weekend. Why are you calling yourself a single
a
father?
A single father. No,
that doesn't make sense
shit.
To me.
That's real shit. What I will say, because that irritates the fuck out of me.
Yeah, seriously.
You know how I feel about that. It's not the majority.
It's common, yeah.
It's not common.
Yeah.
Not saying it's strange.
But it's
that's
not common.
That's good that you raise your kids. You see
absolutely.
What I'm saying? But I'm saying it's not common.
It's not.
So when you come in contact with somebody that truly was primarily, I have a friend I grew up with that was primarily raised by her father.
Yeah.
Her mother left. Damn. Left them.
But how many can you say that for?
Right. That's no, what we that's saying. Real shit. So it'd be like when he.
That's
if,
what why we
he
saying
was
it like that.
If he was to say that, it would be like, damn.
Right.
Why?
Right.
And shit, she left because she wanted to have a good time in life. Damn. Scorpio. So yeah.
You gotta
what day?
Wow. Zodiac signs do not have anything to do with it.
And okay.
And our what you call it?
I know our coasters got all the zodiac signs on it.
It got all the zodiac signs on it.
Cause I see a motherfucking I see a Capricorn on this bitch.
And happy Gemini season, y'all.
What? Oh,
it's Gemini
Gemini season. To my cousin.
Ain't nothing wrong with Geminis.
No, that's true. It ain't nothing wrong with them. I read something the other day that said the astrology lied to us. They said Geminis was two-faced when really Libras is two-faced.
Really?
Yeah, they said that.
I wouldn't put them as two-faced though.
I think it said phony.
I still wouldn't put them as that.
I know some.
I wouldn't put
Libras
like that.
Look, my child is a Libra, and I love, so I do love. You see what I'm saying?
So Libras. Is looking at things from both sides phony?
Not when you're going to always choose a certain side. See, one thing about it is one thing that can be a little tricky, right?
Okay.
Is, and I've said this before, this ain't the first time of me saying this, is the fact of, like for instance, when okay. I was explaining to you the whole Libras let you live your life, right?
Definitely.
And then I explained to you how you say, be yourself.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
It's kind of similar to that. It's like, whoever they homie is, they gonna rock with that shit.
No matter if it's right or wrong.
Right.
Oh, but that ain't phony.
I don't know what you want to call that, though. I mean, I don't know. I'm so used to being around a motherfucker, you, a.k.a. you,
mm-hmm.
fucking telling me the truth
yeah.
about shit. I don't know. I don't really, you see what I'm saying? Like,
Okay. But phony? That's a different.
Well, a lot of them, they best friends is Tauruses. Them some phony talk shit motherfuckers. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. What next? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
We was talking about fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And what was we saying about the fathers? The fathers.
The fathers.
The fathers.
The zaddies.
With the V. The fathers.
Yeah.
The fathers.
So what was we saying?
I mean, it just throws me off when I hear that single father shit.
Yeah.
But this guy on this app that I was on explained this to me. And he said, no, the mother's not around at all. Like,
and that's what I'm saying. And that be typically, that's what I was trying to say before. Yeah.
He's like, I have my children full time.
That's what I was finna say. And that's what I was going to say before.
Yep.
Typically, when it's a situation like that,
yes, Thang.
They don't downplay. How am I trying to say that, Thang?
They don't downplay the mother. Like, they're
right.
just doing it all on themselves.
Right,
they're looking for attention.
Right. Yes. And now, don't get me wrong, and that can happen.
Yep.
But I am saying that a lot of times when they saying that,
yep,
it be real shit.
That
like,
has
damn,
happened.
Something didn't fucking happen.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like, them
yes.
being with a prostitute or some shit, and then now she just, you see what I'm saying?
This bitch is sick. You talking about fathers.
No, nah, I know, but I'm, I'm just saying.
And, you know, I appreciate those fathers that are there.
Definitely.
For their children.
Most definitely.
Like, I really, really do.
That's real shit.
Because fathers are needed.
Definitely.
You know, a lot of women say, we don't need.
Right, girl, bye.
And you know, we going to pull through when we need to.
Yeah.
Huh. We going to pull through when
That's
we need to
shit.
As women, because there's men that don't take care of their children.
Right.
We're going to pull through when we need to, but. They need their fathers either way.
They need their fathers. That's real shit.
Children need their fathers.
Real shit.
I mean, on a major scale.
Real shit.
Look, I take care of bad. Look, you better.
Children need their fathers, and then I need the man too. The masculine energy in the house. Okay. Damn. Okay, that's a different subject. I was just talking about the father, the daddy, the daddy, all of that.
Thang, how you get to
what? We were talking about the man's being needed.
She's sick. She's sick, y'all.
The man's being needed?
Children need their fathers.
They do.
Because in every way. Like a woman.
Sure.
The woman, like Bo Diddy said last week, he said, I know some damn good, you know, some women that raise men. Good men.
Yeah.
And that happens, but men need that man around.
That's real shit.
You know.
To learn from.
Yes. They can't learn everything from us.
Yes, that's real shit.
So.
That's real shit.
You know, I'm not. Mm-mm.
That's real.
They need y'all.
Yeah.
And we need, because we want our children to be great.
Yeah.
And not be traumatized and picking people trauma bonds.
Yes. And what made me say that too, baby, is because you was just making that statement like how. Women can make that statement like, you know, we good. We don't need that. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, gee, bitch, the babies need they daddy and I need the nigga too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, you don't got to be with the nigga for them to have that.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, I know
what you're saying.
A man in general. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I know. You what know,
you I ain't with my baby daddy. Fuck that nigga. Right. You know, but my child got her daddy.
Right. No, that's real.
You see what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, shit, masculine energy is needed. You see what I'm saying?
Please don't go nowhere. Masculine energy. We need you.
That's real shit across the board. So it's like, don't downplay that part. Like, don't do that. Shit is okay for this household to be ran. You know, and that's why a lot of these, not trying to be like that, but a lot of these boys are being raised femininely. You see what I'm saying? They have a lot of feminine energy. Now, not all.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because some people can have a balance within their household and a balance within themselves.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
I like that.
You see what I'm saying? When they're raising.
Because you can have uncles come around and the daddy's not around yet.
That's important.
Yep, it's definitely important.
You see what I'm saying? Some people shelter they boys and treat them like they man type shit. And then don't
use the kids against the fathers. That's fucked up.
And don't want them to be around masculine, good men. You see what I'm saying?
You know, and they need, it's not good to be around, you know, anybody bad, but like a little girl's going to need to see a woman.
Yeah.
A boy needs to see a man.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Right.
Those girls need those fathers.
Yep.
Yes. Those sons need those mothers.
Yes.
You know, but I just want to make sure we say that today on this day is Father's Day.
Yes.
And we want to salute the men who are fathers, period. Because the seed would not be here if it wasn't for them.
Yes. Yep. That's real shit.
So, ladies, come on with the, you know, Happy Father's Day
happy
to me.
Happy Zaddy Day.
It's not Happy Father's Day to you, miss. It's right. To the fathers.
It's to the fathers.
You know, it's to the fathers that even if your baby daddy is not a good man, a good father, if he's not, let the other fathers who are.
Be great.
Be great on that day. It's not your day.
Yeah, real shit.
So people should be celebrating you no other on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of women who do it on their own.
Yes.
So if that's the case, we going to go hard for you on Mother's Day. Right. Let the fathers who do what they need to do celebrate their day.
Celebrate their shit. Yes, baby. Let's get it.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to anybody on here, too.
To all the zaddy.
You're a whore. She's a whore.
I just
Now why we just can't keep it about daddies?
We is talking about zaddies.
Not zaddies. Daddies. Fathers. She's a mess.
You said we was talking about zaddies today.
We are.
I was saying happy Zaddy Day.
Happy Father's
happy
Day.
Happy Zaddy Day. Yeah.
I'm not. Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, man. It's really, I miss my father.
Man.
So I just want to say that again. I know I already talked about it, but.
It's real shit.
You know, speaking of that, maybe we should do this on Father's Day.
What?
Because remember we said, should a man have, because I want to keep it positive for our men.
Yeah.
For the fathers.
Yeah.
Out there. I don't want to get another subject of should the father have as many rights. I guess we are talking about fathers, though.
Yeah.
But my answer is going to be, but should fathers have as much rights as a woman when it comes to, like, abortions?
Oh.
And that's not what we're talking about today. Because we're talking, Happy Father's Day is for the lives that are here.
Yeah.
And for the fathers, you know, that do what they need to do. So I don't want to talk about that, but we will get on that.
You know what's so crazy?
What?
My father, a.k.a. my stepfather, he knew how crazy I was. I was sick at a young age.
What?
Because I just would get mad when he would talk to other people. Oh, my God.
Did you think?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I would get in my feelings. I wouldn't talk to him. And he'd be like, What you mad about now? Cause I would be irritated when he would go, like, if I felt like somebody was getting more attention talking up.
Yeah, that's who you are. That's who she is.
But what's crazy is I was like that at a young age.
Yes, but why she used me? To buy her house. I don't understand what you're saying, sir. Thank y'all. She real wake up. Thank you. I don't understand what you're saying. Edward Lewis. Can you try to clear that up for me? I really want to answer.
Well, he is a Virgo. What was I finna say? That's crazy, bro. That shit is crazy.
This is not about astrology.
That shit is crazy.
Fathers are really important. Let me tell you why. And we should celebrate them.
Yeah.
First of all, because we're here.
Mm-hmm.
We know the woman is great.
Yes.
But fathers are so important. These children would not be here without our fathers, right? So, but make sure you're in your children's lives.
Definitely. It's so important.
Because women choose bad men every day.
Mm-hmm. Based off of trauma.
Based off of not having their father around, not having a good relationship with their father.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I know it's the opposite way too. Mm-hmm. Boys have bad relationships based off of bad relationships with their mothers, but we're talking about fathers today.
Yep.
So make sure you're there.
Yeah. Real shit.
Men are not where they need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because they didn't have good relationships with their father.
Yeah.
Or they saw bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important.
It's important.
It really is.
So.
Like, sorry to bring this up.
Go ahead.
Even though I don't talk to my father like that, I have forgiven him.
Okay.
And I realized that it's a lot of things that I've encountered due to him.
Mm.
So that was important for me to forgive him and let that go. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, you see what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I see him every now and again now, you know, but that's due to me seeing my siblings. Mm. But it's not, you know, but it's important to forgive and to heal from that. You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And to move forward.
Thank you. That's real.
That's real.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
But it's important. It's important because y'all don't realize that kids, what they go through as children is going to affect them as adults. See, a lot of times, especially how we was raised, it's like, oh, you'll be all right. Stay in a child's place.
Ooh.
Or, you see what I'm saying? Different stuff like that. Oh, you a kid. So they look at you like a kid and that's it. No, bro. Bro, that shit is going to come back in their adulthood. Everything that them motherfuckers doing in their adulthood is what is from their childhood.
Yes. Or not doing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Doing right. Or not doing.
Or not doing. That's real shit.
Yep.
It's going to affect them in some type of way. How what you do to a child affects them in their adulthood.
Yes. Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And you have to be careful with, that phrase is a child is a product of their environment.
Definitely. Real shit. No bullshit.
In
some way, shape, or form.
In some way, shape, or form. And sometimes you just need to separate.
Yep. Yep.
For the parents.
Yeah.
If you, look, baby, I see how important that shit is. You could do more damage in a relationship to your children by being together. If you can get two healthy co-parenting situation and two parents that are working to focus on their children, that's better than unstable, toxic relationship any day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any day.
Yeah. Yep.
Way better.
Real shit.
Way better. It's look, give me that all day.
Yeah.
Then my children see being traumatized because you can create it. Yes, we want the parents to be together, right? Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah.
But because my son said that shit a while ago. He said that shit a while ago. He said, I don't want y'all to get divorced. I'm the only kid whose parents are still out of my homies whose parents are married and together.
Yeah.
And that was at the beginning. That was like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
I remember.
And you remember that? Mm-hmm. And I listened to him. I did. But then so much happened and real life set in, reality set in. I'll say that. And he was like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I didn't think you would ever leave.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of you. That meant a lot to me for my son to say that.
Yeah.
Because, baby, when your children see a lot, that's why I say my children need therapy.
Yeah. And that's okay.
You know, and I always say, because you, is it okay if I talk about you?
Yeah.
You know, we talk about you. And how many times have I said to you, what's up, y'all? How many times have I said to you, you know, you talk about you and your baby daddy, right? Mm-hmm. Trinity's father, y'all together, not together. And what did I say? That's better.
Yes,
you for said her to go see a healthy father.
Time. Yeah.
And to see you as a mother not being mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
No fighting, arguing. Yeah. And y'all work hard for that co-parenting situation.
Right.
That's way better than seeing toxic shit.
No, I get what you're saying. Now I have swung off this nigga in front of, but I get what you're saying. No, and that's real. You see what I'm saying? That's real shit. But, so I get, I understand. No, I completely understand.
One and swing ain't shit.
No, I know. But she remembers that shit, because she'll tell you. My dad called you a clown. And that, yeah.
He called you a clown and you stole
off that nigga. Bitch. I ain't no motherfucking clown, ho.
She hate that word, clown.
But no, I get what you're saying. Yeah. That is important. It is important to not... As much as you can. Man. But see, that's the thing. That's what we're talking about. And I can't wait till we have this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because the littlest shit can traumatize a person. You cannot have somebody at all and that be a fucking traumatization of somebody. You see that's what I'm saying?
That's true. But that you said not having it.
Right.
So having both parents in healthy situations
right.
working together cannot,
is the best.
That's the best way
that's
to do it.
That's the best way to do it regardless. But I'm just saying in general,
yeah.
You know, we, the only thing we can do as parents, right,
mm-hmm.
is shit, we living and learning too. You see what I'm saying? So the only thing we can do as parents
okay.
is do the best that we can.
Absolutely.
Make sure that our children... Isn't
Thank you, James.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
in certain situations.
Absolutely.
We take them out of situations when it's time. You see when what I'm it's saying?
Absolutely.
Shit like that.
Absolutely.
That's the only thing we can do.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's all. And we going to do that shit. You see what
Get
I'm
it
saying?
Done. So Get it's her
like,
done.
It's like, but we understand kids, trauma, all of that shit. Therapy, we understand that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's not a taboo in our world. You see what I'm saying? It may have been fucking for our parents and shit. You see what I'm saying?
We
talking
know that
about
shit
goddamn,
helps.
You know, oh, they don't believe in fucking therapy and shit.
We believe in that shit.
But we do. And we gonna do it.
Definitely.
Shit.
Because if not even, a person has to heal and choose right. to heal on their own.
That's real shit.
But if we can open the door, if I could open the door for my children.
Yes.
To talk to somebody and make them realize.
Yes.
Maybe I need to do this work.
Yep.
Because healing is work.
Real shit.
It's work.
Hard work.
For you to go through something.
Yes.
Right? And make sure you don't push that off on nobody else.
Ooh, wee.
Take that to the next relationship.
Yes.
You can't do that.
Yes.
That's not okay.
Real shit.
You know, so, but if I can start that process.
Yes. Yes.
Let me give you a little peek, son, daughter.
Yeah.
Now it's on you.
Yeah.
To finish the process.
Yeah.
But I'm a starter for you. I'm a parent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not
a
the great.
A damn
not,
good motherfucking parent.
You know, I'm definitely good, but it's things we could all do better.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, bitch. But what when I say that, I think about not throwing no shade or no shit at all. You see what I'm saying? I think about how we was raised. You see what I'm saying? We was raised a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, it wasn't no gray area. It was black or white. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, your ass was right here. What the fuck? Like, it was just that.
And sometimes I want to go back to that with my son especially. Go ahead.
No. I get what you're saying.
Sit your dumb ass down.
No.
My little Virgo drives me crazy.
I understand that. But I wouldn't, how you're doing things, I wouldn't try. Like, I get how you feel.
Okay.
And I get the things that you feel like you need to change.
Yeah, everybody.
And that's fine. Yeah. We can work on that. This shit is something that we can all change.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I get that. You know, we was talking about that this morning. But something you can't take away the good qualities either
mm.
of what you give. I'm not gonna do that.
And I'm not gonna downplay give my shit. I'm not definitely not gonna downplay.
You see what I'm saying? Don't down. You see what I'm saying? Definitely you not cannot. You can't take away that shit that we didn't have as kids.
Cause I will get right exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
And everything else that cause we learned. We had some good loving parents.
No, yeah. And I'm not saying that, but I'm saying. But I know what you're saying. I'm saying communication like that. Ooh. It be certain shit that it's like, you know, and not just us, bitch. The world, in a black fucking community, couldn't say shit. Bitch, take your ass to that Bible study and shut the fuck up. That's what we live with. That's what we dealt with.
Yeah.
Majority of us did.
Yeah.
95%.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So to actually listen to your children.
Because communication is the key to any relationship.
Any fucking relationship.
So you, I mean, come on.
Any fucking relationship.
Man.
Any fucking relationship.
It's the key.
Yes.
The key, the what they call the key, they give you a key to the city.
Ooh,
what's the what key? Come on, y'all, help me out.
What's that called?
The key to the key to the city, but I'm thinking of
the master key?
The master key.
Yeah.
To life.
Yeah.
Is communication.
Yeah, real shit. Real shit.
And then that other person being able to receive.
That's real shit. Yes. That. Yes.
Proper communication is definitely important.
Yes.
Because you could communicate lies. You could communicate bullshit.
Right.
You could communicate it. It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
Proper communication is the key to life.
It is. It is.
So for us to stunt our children.
Yes.
And say, stop talking.
Right. Mm. Lord, have mercy.
Don't give them a chance to speak their mind.
Yeah. Yep.
That's sick.
It's sick as fuck.
You don't think you fucking
y'all
your kids up that
mental
way?
Mental patience.
Now, it's always a proper way.
Yeah.
A proper time.
Yeah.
My kids, I let my kids express to me how they feel about everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
About everything. Now, I might say it's not the time right now.
Right.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
But I always allow them that. Ain't no, you just shut the fuck up.
Yeah. What are we talking about? What are we doing? That's crazy.
I'm not
That's crazy.
That. But fathers.
Yes.
We love y'all.
Zaddies. We appreciate
Zaddies
y'all.
One more time. Thank you. Marquise Thomas, 29. Where you go, refuse to lose, fool? Why you just joining in again? But no, you guys are very important. You're loved.
Yes,
you're needed.
Y'all are. Yes. Y'all are.
And this is coming from two women who love, respect, and honor masculine energy.
Definitely.
We don't want y'all to go nowhere.
Definitely. I need a zaddy.
We talk.
No, I mean, and the kids need their zaddy. They daddy too. Keep going. The kids need. Yeah, keep going. It's all the kids.
The kids need their fathers. She's crazy. They need their fathers, and we need you.
Yes.
You know.
I'm calling you Zaddy. Ain't that Twister song? We could play that for Father's Day.
No.
Okay, I just played. That was a little
bitch,
joke.
I'm calling you Daddy by Twitter. What's that called? What's the name of the song on that?
It's called Weather.
Rain on Me.
Yeah, something like that.
You're a whore.
I can't do it. So we can play that. We can't play that for Father's Day. We can play that another day.
Yeah, we're not playing that for Father's Day. Fathers, we love y'all. Y'all are needed.
Yes.
Y'all are great.
Yes.
Be the man that you're supposed to be.
Continue to do what y'all
do.
Real shit.
Because our babies need us. Like, I want people to understand these children.
Yep.
My daughter said something to me the other day. I sat back. And I said, oh, I need to pay attention to that. Do you, the things that we can really fuck up our children or make them great?
No, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's about me. I'm just speaking in general. But
in
I pay
general,
attention
yeah.
to that.
Right.
We have to listen to our kids.
Yes.
We really do. And you could, like I said again, you could either fuck them up or make them great.
Yeah, that's right.
They're
going to
make their own decision. But children
right.
are they're a product of their environment.
That's true. That's so true. Yep.
They might get into stupid shit.
Yeah.
But they, how we raise them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's real.
You don't need another drink, baby. You just going for something else to drink?
I'm about to get some more. We drinking some of Neo.
Nuh-uh. Not on here.
I know, no. I'm not pouring it on their thing. But yeah, keep going, baby.
But yeah, y'all. So happy Father's Day to all y'all. Right. She tripping.
What they say about me?
No, he said LOL.
Oh. Happy Zaddy Day.
I'm not. So we're gonna get off here. You know
what
I'm
song we gonna close out to? Show you wanna play that Twista song?
I know. That's why I'm like, where he go? No, we're not playing a Twista song. We gone, y'all.
We gone. Happy Zaddy Day.
Happy Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And we love y'all. Tune in next week. Next week, we do have a guest.
Yes.
My motherfucking brother.
Yes.
Brother from another mother.
We should have called Howard, too, and say happy Father's Day, too.
Damn, my phone. Yes, absolutely, Glizog. Look, Glizog.
What did he say?
He said thank you, because we said happy.
Happy Zaddy Day.
It's Father's Day.
Yes, it is Father's Day.
Anyways, so what was I about to say? Call Howard.
I'm calling you Zed. Oh, hold on. No, she getting pissed.
Yes.
No. First of all,
call Howard. And then who else? We called a lot of. You ain't called Glizzard.
I already told him Happy Father's Day this morning.
Don't play with him. I'm not going to let her play with you, bro.
Oh, shoot. I can't call him regular thing. You do it. Why? Because I don't want to do FaceTime. Because my phone don't work down here.
Do FaceTime. Uh-huh. Oh, your phone not connected, though. But see, I'm on live. I can't. That's what I'm saying. Just
shoot. Okay.
Right. He going to be like, dang, why you coming to? People steady. Look, they about to piss me off.
What was I finna say? This man better answer.
He probably sleeps still.
Probably so. Okay.
Okay. We tried to call another one of our brothers and tell him Happy Father's Day, but.
Yeah.
They not answering. But you told Glizzock. She told you, Glizzock.
Definitely.
It's not picking up. I don't know. We was calling our brother.
Who he say?
He said it's not. It's not picking up.
We're gonna say Happy Father's Day to him.
Who is that?
Glizzard. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Is you sleeping?
Man, what? I'm tired.
Ah, shit. Okay. All right.
We almost done recording.
Okay, bye.
Okay. And then who else? I think that's pretty much it. And to all the men on here, Happy Father's Day. And we're going to get out of here. I got to go and get this shit together, y'all. Oh, next week, Gerard. Gerard. That's what I was trying to say. Call my brother. He might not answer your call. Call him, thing.
Yeah, I don't know his number.
I'm about to give it to you.
Wow. This is sick. He said, finna get off. Oh, he about to call back. Howard about to call back right now.
It is 773.
Hold on.
Oh. And this is also our videographer.
Yes, we trying to get him on the line. He a little slow, though. Sorry, bro.
Stop playing with
him. Uh-uh. Nope, and I'm not calling again. Oh. Bro.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day. Bro, I was finna hang up on you.
For real?
Yeah, I'm like, this nigga.
He cut his hair?
Yeah, he cut his hair.
You cut your hair? What made you cut your hair?
Try something different.
For real? Ain't nothing wrong with your hair like that. I like cuts. That's okay.
Nah, I can't live this regular life like
you. So I can't live this regular life. He like, nah, I need my locks back.
I need my, y'all need my power back.
we want to say happy Father's Day, though.
We recording right now, bro.
For real?
Yeah.
I'm finna go shoot this video at Bellwood real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't forget about us. Don't forget about us as you blow up.
You know I can't forget about y'all. Y'all better not forget about me.
No, not at all.
We ain't gonna ever forget
not
about
never.
You.
What's up, Ted?
For real.
Not never.
Maybe that's spot for the podcast, too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We love you, man. Happy Father's Day. Okay, we definitely gonna message it and let you know when a good time to come on.
Facts.
Okay.
All right, bro. Love you. Happy Father's Day. Bye-bye.
We gonna get on out of here now.
Definitely.
We called all the fathers.
We called all of the daddies. All of the daddies.
Bye, y'all. Bitch, I'm not dealing with you.